coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us again. Derek, a tough loss in overtime. I guess anything can happen. Let's go back to regulation. Zach Greer scores a heck of a goal. You're up by one. Give me your vantage point on what happened late in that game that resulted in the too many men on the floor call.
Well, they had got a repossession at 41 seconds, called timeout. And as we thought they would, they went early in their possession. And at that point in the game for them, why wouldn't you? Because, you know, the shot clock doesn't really mean anything. They just got to try and score. So they went early. We made a really good defensive play and deflected the ball or knocked it. I think actually tipped Sean Evans' stick, went out of bounds. We got possession right away. And so away we go in transition. And, you know, at that point, 25 seconds ago maybe. So we're in pretty good shape to kill the clock. And we got our couple offensive guys on the floor. And apparently we had one too many. And I think the situation was Jarrett Davis went on, and we still had one player was standing in the change box, which is, you know, you have to have 2 feet in the change box for a player to leave, and then you have to go into the bench. So technically speaking, the letter of the rule, we probably had too many men because of him still standing in the change box rather than getting into the bench. But a little bit ticky-tack, I think.
Well, especially, did you think Calgary had just as many guys, if not more, than you on the floor at the same time?
I believe they had at least seven, if not eight, because the goalie was already on, which that's pretty impressive that he was in the net already, actually, by the time we hadn't even passed the ball over center yet. And they had four guys in the defensive zone, and there was two guys that were still in the offensive zone. So I'm not great in math, but that equals seven counting the goalie. So, yeah, they had too many men for sure. But, we can't change it now. It's over, and we just, you know, we'll move on. We like the way we played the other night. I think we play that well again and make a couple of small adjustments. We'll be fine.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, I have no idea if the Dixon goal and the penalty shot was legit or not, because they didn't show a replay, nor did they go to review. I know in the final 2 minutes it is referee's discretion. They can call for it, and usually they do. Did you get an explanation why the officials elected not to review such a critical goal?
Other than what you just said, that it's at their discretion. So I still have a number of questions that I've forwarded on to the league. Pertaining to the too many men as well as the penalty shot. You know, it should have been reviewed. We scored a penalty shot goal early in the season in Calgary. Mark Matthews scored one, same circumstances, too many men. And we were up by, I think, 9 or 10 goals at the time.
Yeah.
And they reviewed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think a tie game or a one-goal game in a playoff is probably a little more important than a 9 or 10 goal lead in the second game of the regular season, and you know, which wasn't reviewed. So I don't know why he wouldn't have. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he I can't think other than he panicked a little bit. I don't even think he thought of it. I honestly don't think he. Although our captain did mention to him, like, you know, you should review that, and he said, I don't have to. So, but you know. Video from what we have, we don't have the overhead yet. I'm trying to get it. What we have from the behind, it's hard to tell because he definitely went in the crease.
Yeah.
But the ball didn't go straight in the net. So, you know, it hit Bold kind of under the arm and rolled in over the goal line. So he was in the crease and then through the crease by the time it went in from that angle. Now, you'd have to see the overhead. Maybe it hit the mesh and came back. Who knows, right? So, We're waiting to see that overhead angle, which apparently they have. So, but as I said, they're not gonna. I don't think I'm gonna get a call from the league and say, "Oh, we're gonna change it. You guys won." So, you know, we just gotta move it, use it a little bit as a motivator. And like I said, I feel real good about this weekend coming up.
Yeah, you look at your game. You outshot them substantially, Derek. Anything that you try to do different, or do you feel that if you play that same way, that your goaltender on most nights has shown he can be more consistent than their goalie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought Aaron played well. I mean, he made some big saves inside, and I thought Poulin was outstanding. I thought I think we scored two transition goals. You know, we had, by my count, about 11 opportunities that were clear opportunities in transition. So we're usually pretty good at those, and I credit Poulin. He did a good job. He made some huge saves on like guys like Corbeil and Dilks, who quite often score in transition, and he saves. And, you know, we bury a couple of those in different games. So I liked our game a lot. I mean, you know, the only thing I didn't like in going looking back, I didn't like the transition power play goal. Those are goals that just really bother me because they just should never happen. It was just one of our guys just got off the floor a little bit too late. Zach Greer tried to make a play, and which was a great play to try and make, but the player who made the pass should have been off the floor already instead of end up with a 3-on-2. If he gets off early, it's a 3-on-3 and it's not a goal. So that was the only thing. Other than that, I thought, you know, Dixon got around the top a little bit, but I mean, Dixon's a player. Like he's the best one-on-one player in the game, and we've got really good guys on him, and we play team defense against him, but you know, he's going to get his shots off, and you know, he's going to get some goals. And there's going to be other games where he won't get any if his shot's not dropping. We didn't let him get to the net at all, other than on one little slip pick that we kind of had an offensive guy playing defense. So, you know, pretty happy with the game. I really thought on offense we got what we wanted. We got tons and tons of quality looks at Poulin all night long. I thought our power play was really good. So, hey, we look forward to this week because I think we play real well, and we can just ramp it up a little bit more. I think we'll be in good shape.
You got 7 points from Mark Matthews, which is what you want from your best guy. And I'm guessing you feel that Curtis Knight, if there's one offensive guy that you're going to expect a few more goals from, it's your leading goal scorer on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted to play a nice goal. He didn't actually get a lot of chances for some reason. I mean, I think the left side, and it's a little unusual because a lot of their strength on their defensive side is on the side of the floor, but I thought Matthews, Lowen, and all got to the net a ton. So, you know, I guess Curtis, more playmaker. That's what he does anyway. So, you know, when he throws two or three in, I kind of look at it that as one of, from him because he does so many other things well. So, I'm sure I've coached the kid a long time, and he's always been a big game player. So I anticipate that he'll be fine for this weekend.
Looking ahead to Friday, Derek, obviously it's a must-win situation now for your team. You have to win the game, and then you have the mini-game afterwards if you win that game, regardless of what the score is. Let's say you're leading by, I don't know, 4 goals late in that game. Do you feel like you've got to keep pounding away to ensure the momentum leads into that next period, if you call it? How do you approach this? Because I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this.
I think that would be our approach. I mean, we want to keep going. I mean, 10 minutes is that's a short game. I mean, that's not even a full quarter of lacrosse. And, you know, if we can keep going, you can carry that momentum over. Like I think in that situation, it'd be awful hard to turn the switch on and off. You know, like I just can't fathom how you would do that. So, you know, we like our chances in that game too, and then in it, you know.
Well, Derek, it's going to be highly entertaining, something we've never seen. Both home teams, though, interesting. Yourself and Rochester had the two best records. You both had to start on the road. You both lost. I know you and I talked about this before, and you said, well, talk to me when it's done. I'll see if I like this format. But the competition committee, do you think there's a chance that next year it stays 2 games, but it's 2-game total point? Would you rather have 2-game total point than 2 games plus a mini game?
Yeah, it's actually what we recommended. When it was determined, at first it was going to be 2 out of 3 games, and you know, we were all real happy with that. And then logistically, though, you know, the Board of Governors said, you know what, we can't do this. We just, as we've discussed, arena availability, cost, things like that. So our vote and our recommendation was the 2-game aggregate, so 2-game total goals. And that's what I would prefer because I believe then every minute that you play is meaningful. You know, if game one, you know, someone's blowing another team out, well, you're either going to keep trying to blow them out or the other team's going to try and get a few, so you get it tighter. So every moment of the game it means something, whereas this, you know, this could get goofy. You never know. Like you said, if we get up a bunch, who knows what Calgary's going to do the last, you know, 10 minutes of the game or quarter. But I know that team, though, they're capable of scoring goals in bunches, though, so I would never take the foot off the gas against them, that's for sure.
Well, Derek, enjoy the week. Best of luck on Friday.
Great. Thanks very much, Jason.